the devotees, the sannyasis, were so pleased with Prabhupada's service that they said, "This Abhay Babu is unbelievable. He has done so much service. We should make him the president of the temple." But Bhakti Siddhanta, he says, "No, let him stay where he is. And at the right time, he'll take more responsibility." So Prabhupada had a big role to play in establishing his place at Gauriyatma temple in Bombay. Then a little later, in 1934-35, they were observing Bhakti Siddhantaji's Vyas Puja in Bombay. Bhakti Siddhantaji personally participated in the Vyas Puja celebration in Jagannath Puri, but the Bombay center was a very small center, and the devotees observed Bhakti Siddhantaji's Vyas Puja. And it was here in Bombay that Prabhupada gave that very famous speech that is quoted every year in the Vyas Puja book, glorifying Bhakti Siddhantaji. And it was here that he wrote that famous poem that is very much appreciated by devotees all over the world. And after this offering, Prabhupada would be called Kavi by his godbrothers in the Gauriyamad. And it was from here in Bombay that Prabhupada wrote a letter to Bhakti Siddhantaji in 1936. He wrote a letter saying that, "You have so many disciples, sannyasis, doing so much service to you, but I'm in a householder situation, not rendering much service to you. Can I do something for you?" And Bhakti Siddhantaji wrote back, and been after 2 weeks, and he gave Prabhupada the same instruction that he gave in the first meeting. Bhakti Siddhantaji said, "You're an educated young man, speaking good English, preach the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the Western countries." Bhakti Siddhantaji said, "I have full confidence that you will be able to deliver the message to the Western countries." So this letter the Prabhupada wrote and the reply he got was also done from where? Bombay. So Prabhupada had very deep roots with Bombay. Then a little later, Prabhupada had a disciple called Acharya Prabhakar, and he became the secretary of the Sanskrit department of the Bharatiya, what was that? Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan. So he invited Prabhupada to Bombay to give lectures on Bhagavad Gita, and Prabhupada was given the title of Professor of the Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada started lecturing on the Bhagavad Gita. And he would start his programs by first doing kirtan. So Prabhupada had a lot of involvement with the preaching in Bombay. And then it was here that he came to Bombay to print first canto part 3. He had printed first canto part 1 and part 2 in Delhi, and he had translated part 3, and he was collecting funds for part 3. So Prabhupada came to Bombay to collect funds, stayed at the Prem Kutir ashram, and some godbrothers told him that there's a very rich lady here, Srimati Maharaji, was very favorably disposed to sadhus. So Prabhupada decided to go and approach her for funds to help finance the printing of first canto part 3. And Prabhupada tried to get an interview with her, but her secretaries kept saying, no, she's very busy, very busy, very busy. And she won't give her an appointment. They would not give her an appointment. So Prabhupada decided he wanted to meet her at any cost because he wanted to print first canto part 3. So Prabhupada decided that he would sit on the staircase of the building of her office. So Prabhupada sat in the staircase doing a japa for 5 hours on the staircase of the office of Senior Navigation. And in the evening when Srimati Maharaji was going home with her secretary Choksi, she saw this sadhu sitting on the steps. So she asked her secretary, "Who is this sadhu?" And the secretary said, "This sadhu has been waiting for 5 hours wanting to meet you." And Baba was so determined to serve. And Mrs. Maharaji said, "It's too late now, come tomorrow." And then when Baba saw her, she agreed to finance the printing of First Canto, Part 3. Prabhupada also did a lot of book distribution in Bombay. He was doing his books. At that time, Prabhupada had already met the Prime Minister, Lal Bahadur Shastri, and he had sold 50 Bhagavatam sets of the First Canto to the Ministry for Education in Delhi. So Prabhupada was showing these pictures of the Prime Minister and the order he got from the Ministry of Education to different shopkeepers and librarians. Prabhupada sold the Bhagavatam to Jaihind College in Bombay. Any Jaihind students here? Okay. So Prabhupada had gone to Jaihind College, which is near Churchgate, and he sold the Bhagavatam set there and in several other bookstores. And when Prabhupada was staying at Prem Couture, some local sadhus would say, "Well, look at this sannyasi, he's here selling books, doing business." But Prabhupada tolerated all that. And it was here in Bombay that Prabhupada eventually got his free passage from Srimati Maharaji. And Prabhupada was staying in the Sindhya Navigation Company colony. And the person where Prabhupada was staying in a flat, so devotees from the Sindhya company revealed that Prabhupada would walk every day from the Sindhya Navigation Company office to the Andheri station, 2 kilometers, just to save money, because he didn't have any money. So he would walk every day 2 kilometers. And then Prabhupada would come back in the evening, he would be tired, but the next moment he would be translating his books. So, and it was here in Bombay that Prabhupada even got his sanction to go to America. Prabhupada was trying to get his papers cleared to go to America. And at that time there was a formality known as the P form, which had to be cleared before someone could go abroad. So, with the P form, one of the officers in the State Bank said, "We can't give you this P form because you don't have an institutional support." But Prabhupada was determined to solve that problem. So he said, "I want to see your boss." So Prabhupada went to see the secretary of the boss, Mr. Rao. And Prabhupada said, "Could I see Mr. Rao?" And when Mr. Rao saw Prabhupada, he said, "Swamiji, I've done your work." And it was here that he got his visa to America also. So I don't want to speak much. I just want to reveal some of these pastimes of Prabhupada related to Bombay Temple. And the other speakers will add a lot of more nectar. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.